is a podcast from a guy named Kenny.
Yo, Kane Terrigine here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you so much for clicking the button here and checking out the calls of the day. Lots of them in today. Appreciate it. Have a listen. Rose, got a quick question for you.
What's that?
Do you have any plans for this coming Friday?
Not really.
10 to 3, if you can, swing by Flamin' Fitness on West 4th.
Why, what's going on?
Well, I'm trying to raise some money for Team Diabetes.
Okay.
So I'm going to be doing the entire show on a treadmill.
Oh, okay.
All right. And we're also giving away a spin bike, and everybody's going to be hanging out. It's going to be a good day.
Okay, so where is this? Sorry.
It's at Flamin' Fitness.
Okay.
And that it's located West 4th.
Okay, thanks very much.
Hey, I'd appreciate you swinging by.
Okay.
Hey, Kenny, how's it going today?
Not bad. Who's this?
Jerry.
What's happening, Jerry?
Well, I'm driving us to Richmond, so that's a good thing.
All right, here's my question for you.
Okay.
Last night, I'm driving, right?
Yeah.
And a police officer's behind me for, it must be 20 minutes of my drive, right?
Yeah.
And I have done nothing wrong. I am not doing anything illegal. I'm doing the speed limit. I'm all good. But yet, I'm still nervous.
Yeah, that's what they do to you, right?
Am I the only one?
No, everybody gets that way. It's just a common reaction to them for some reason.
I want to put it out there. If there is a police officer that's listening to Jack right now, we'll change your name and everything. But I want to see, like, what do they think when they're driving by in a car? What do the cops think?
Ooh, heavy.
I had a police officer come up behind me, and then he went to pass me on the left, turned on his light, and I looked over, and he motioned for me to slow down, and then he kept going.
Oh, so he kind of gave me the polite behave.
Yes, the behave, and he didn't pull me over and give me a ticket, and I looked down, and I was going probably 18 over the speed limit.
Oh, you got a break there.
Exactly.
I love it. What's your name?
Tara.
All the time. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm going over the limit, and I thought, oh, crap, here we go.
At least you're honest. At least you're honest.
My wife keeps telling me I'm always driving too fast, but then she crawls when she drives, so I don't know.
I hope she's not listening to Jack right now.
I hope she's not either.
You get nervous because you don't know if you're doing anything wrong. Everybody's so used to breaking all these little laws, texting, talking on the phone, not wearing your seatbelt, speeding, not changing lanes, you know, properly. So they're just like, what did I do? What did I do?
Nailed that right on the head, because last night this happened. I was driving, right? Just off to the gym. The police officer, he was just driving. He's following me and I'm nervous. I'm like, belts on, speed limit, 10 and 2. What am I doing? I'm not doing anything wrong, but I was still sweating. But there it is. You're 100% right, I bet, on that one.
Yeah, because we're just constantly going with the flow and not thinking about all the little things we're supposed to be doing when we're driving. And then you get someone in behind you, you're like, I must have done something wrong.
Even when you're doing the right thing, I mean, it's almost like they want to put the pressure on you, not knowing that you're just driving and having your day, and it's like when they're behind you, there's nothing else but to be scared, right?
Now, but do you think, wait a minute, here's my question. Do you think it's more us? Like, I can't, like, that's why I really wanted a police officer to call us, because I can't see them actually saying, like, oh, I wonder if they know we're nervous. That's my question.
Oh, absolutely. I guarantee it. And that's part of what their job is, right? They got to put that pressure on you to see if you're going to fumble somehow when they do pull you over. They want to see if there's some way that you're doing something wrong so that they can see it themselves, right?
You know what it is, too? I get the same feeling when I'm going to Bellingham. You know when you got to cross that custom?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
And they make you feel like you did something wrong, even though you haven't.
But see, now go back to the police officer. No, I think it's totally in our head because they haven't said anything to us. They're just driving behind us, right?
And what happens when they pull you over? You're so nervous, you start stuttering.
You got shifty eyes and you're stuttering. I get it. We all look guilty, right?
Absolutely. It's happened to me. He pulled me over and said, you know, I threw on my seatbelt right away. He says, I'm pulling you over because you didn't have your seatbelt on.
Ah, Busty, you got the ticket there. So that's a question today.
Hey, Kenny, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
The cop thing, man. You know, I don't think I get so much nervous as, like, what you'd call ultra-vigilant. Like, I'm staring at my speed and stuff like that. But on the flip-flop, what if the cop's driving too slow in front of you? Do you pass him?
That is, like, that's the next question in line is, what came first, the chicken or the egg, man?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've passed cops before because they're not doing the speed limit. Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to pull me over because I'm driving the speed limit or maybe 5K over? No, they won't touch you.
When I get up to the pearly gates, I'm going to say, hey, if I'm driving behind a cop and he was going slow, should I have passed him?
No kidding. And let's see what the big man says.
Hey, Kenny, it's Dan from Langley. How you doing?
I'm good.
So I got one for you. So I'm a mobile mechanic, right?
Yeah.
I live in Brookswood. And in this cul-de-sac, there's this police officer that lives there. And he has, like, a block party all the time. I kind of got to know him. So I'm leaving at about 7:30 to run down and do some shopping. And I see this blue SUV behind me, undercover cop. He follows me and he pulls me over, right? So I'm all worried. You know, of course, nervous and all that, right?
Yeah.
I pull over. He gets out of the car. And it's the guy, the cop that lives in my cul-de-sac. He goes, hey. He goes, I need your business card. I got a clutch for you to do. I'm like, really, dude? Did you have to do that to me and freak me out? You couldn't have come to my house? So I just thought you'd get a kick out of that one, man.
Hi, Kenny. This is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
How are you?
I'm great. Loving the sunshine.
Good. Yeah, I know. Me too. I've got windows all around my office, so I'm sitting in the sun.
Oh, now that's the way to do things at work. Now, I gotta throw this one out at you. Have you given any thought to the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Love it. Go yeah. Hawks.
Have you happened to make any plans for the big game yet?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay. Wow. We'll make your plans right now. River Rock Casino, the Super Bowl party with Kai and Tara Jean, 6 big screens, the big tailgate buffet. Think about the chicken wings. We don't even care about the game, really. It's all about the food. But it's going to be a great time. We're all going to be hanging out. It's all presented by Bud Light. We hope to see you there. Get your tickets, riverrock.com.
96.9 Jack FM.